Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to another conversation between myself and the plus size model. And we had to jump up on here and talk about John Gruden and the emails. Yes, we got to talk about it. Last but not least, I want to know, too, when are we going to hear something from someone out of the NFL league office when we talk about the soap opera that's going on with it?
Man, I'm with you, bro. And before we go behind the mask and get into this conversation, make sure you follow us on all social media platforms at the BTM Podcast. Subscribe, click the bell for notifications so you know we're dropping an episode. Like, also leave a comment to let us know how you feel, because we definitely going behind the mask and letting y'all know how we feel. And remember, on the Behind the Mask Podcast, there's only one rule. There are no rules. Now let's go.
Let's go behind the mask.
Simple, smooth, and every sip as easy as the last. Tito's Handmade Vodka tastes just as good with tap water as it does with your favorite mixer. Back in the day, Tito distilled, hand-bottled, taste-tested, sent to a few friends, then taste-tested again to give you the finest juice around. No frills, no flavors, no fancy labels, just the good stuff. Just Tito's. For recipes, videos, and more, visit titosvodka.com. Distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas. 40% alcohol by volume, namely 80 proof. Crafted to be savored responsibly.
What up? What's happening? Man, welcome back. I had to jump on this mic, man, and I wanted to sit down with two because we got plenty to talk about. Yeah. A lot of good, juicy information. Really just saying what everybody already knows. But I think it's important to kind of get our take and just reset a little bit, too.
No doubt, man. A lot going on in the NFL, man. Ups and downs, people talking things they shouldn't have been talking about. Well, first, before we get into this conversation, this BTM conversation is brought to you, sponsored by Tito's Vodka. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you indulge responsibly. Well, Spice, let's get to it, baby.
Let's get to it, man. We got to talk about the Coach Gruden.
Yeah.
Right? And also Roger Goodell, big picture, fast forward since the John Gruden deal already has happened. You know, I think bottom line is this: it's not old news. This is unfortunate. It's evergreen just because of the nature and the heightened sensitivity of what came out of his mouth. But Coach Gruden, he stepped down as the coach of the Las Vegas Raiders simply due to emails that were discovered in a prior investigation of the Washington football team. And that was the reason why he stepped down. He made disparaging remarks, homophobic, racist. That's what it started off with. Misogynistic comments that eventually drove him to his resignation of the Vegas Raiders. To you, you actually played for him.
Yeah.
And I forgot about that. But like, I know the answer to this, but I just got to ask, like, did you even see anything there that you could possibly say, like, damn, he racist?
Nah, man. I was there. I was with the Bucks in 02 for a little while, and Coach Gruden brought me in when I was on waivers. But, nah, I didn't see anything like that. You know what I mean? But then again, why would I? You know what I'm saying? We had Warren Sapp, Derrick Brooks, John Lynch, all stop, Simeon Rice. You know what I'm saying? We had some pretty reputable names in the NFL and also some leaders. So ain't no way in hell Gruden would have came out and said nothing like that. Particularly when you got 300, 250-pound men, he ain't going to call nobody out their name. No. He got his neck wrong. You know what I'm saying? You don't do that. No. Not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? But I think what it speaks to is that those emails were sent to executives in the NFL.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Bruce Allen, who was with the Redskins at the time, Washington football team. And it shows the level of comfortability that Gruden had with his peers, or who, you know, who he felt his peers, his cohorts, or whoever's, you know, on that upper level. They look at the players as,
and he was
as,
the president was of the president. Washington football team. Now, keep in mind.
Yeah.
And so to your point, this ain't like you just having a typical conversation with a friend of you.
Yeah.
With a friend of yours, it's with the second man in charge next to the owner.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a boss to a boss, if you will. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, but I think it speaks to the level of comfortability that these conversations that they have, these conversations, right? And if the league is so intent on fostering diversity, and you know this, Spikes, their stance on diversity, inclusion, they celebrated Pride Month back in June. They have the Rooney Rule, you know, when they want to hire minority coaches and executives, and they want to be this company that's leading the effort and leading the charge for diversity and inclusion and making those positive strides,
right,
then you would think that the leader of this effort, Roger Goodell, would have came out and said something by now to make a stance against what just happened. But he's been mute. And again, that just speaks to, in my opinion, it kind of speaks to what's really going on in those executive rooms, throughout those emails, in those conversations that, again, the players, we wouldn't have privy to if it didn't just come out in this investigation.
Right.
This segment is brought to you by McDonald's, proudly serving communities since 1965, which takes me back to my childhood years playing Pop Warner football. We were playing for the championship and we were down at halftime. Our coach was looking for something motivational. So what did he do? He looked at us and said, "Guys, if you do what you're supposed to do and win this football game, I'm taking everybody to McDonald's." Immediately, my mind went to, "Oh my goodness, I can't pass up this apple pie." So what did we do? Went out second half, beat the football team, won the championship, and we all indulge at McDonald's. Ba-da-da-da-dun. I'm loving it.
It speaks, I agree with you, it speaks to the culture. The disappointing culture from what we see, and I think I've seen a lot of stuff out there and people raising a lot of questions. Is this the new culture of the NFL, or has this been the culture from all along? I think that's the only way that you can say culture with events happening in previous time periods.
Yeah.
And so when I look at it, it's even more disappointing to see, which, you know, it leads to, you know, Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the National Football League. It puts him in a very tough spot.
Yeah, it's on his watch.
Yeah, it's not only is it on his watch, but you look at what was revealed inside of the emails from the Washington football team, President Bruce Allen, him going back and forth with Jeff Posch. He's the general counsel for the NFL, and he's the advisor to Commissioner Goodell. And you see some of the conversations that they had similar, you know, somewhat similar to what John Gruden had with Bruce Allen. It puts Roger Goodell in a tough spot. The reason why I say this is because not only do you use Jeff Posch as your advisor, and we know he's general counsel, but you have an executive speaking to another executive. And it goes back to, what is this culture like in the NFL? And it makes it disappointing, because what makes it even more disappointing, people were starting to say, why haven't we heard from Roger Goodell? I'm starting to say, why haven't we heard from him?
Yeah.
Something in the nature of explaining, condemning, or explaining, this is what it is. This is the time period that we're going to take to go through the investigation and keep everybody informed.
Yeah. It,
especially when you look at how the NFL, the league, holds to the highest standard the players itself to.
Yeah, man. And you know what? I think the silence, typically people say if you're silent, you're complicit, right?
Yeah.
I met Roger Goodell. I don't know him to be that way. You've worked with him, so you know you have more to say on that than I do. But I think more so with the silence that Goodell has had so far comes off as is one of two things. Either you're knowledgeable of this conversation is going on in the executive level, you know what I'm saying? You're knowledgeable of it. You've seen it before, heard it before, or it's just not that big of a deal for you to address. And if it's not that big of a deal for you to address on your watch, that's a huge problem. But either way, the delay in response, the silence is giving the fans, the players, is giving everybody something to say to create their own the media, to create their own narrative on what's going on, because you're not condemning it. And that's the messed up part. I mean, if the league is all about diversity and support of marginalized people, marginalized groups in America, across the world for that matter, then you should be able to stand tall and say, nah, this is not something we condone. The fan base knows. The fan base continues to pay attention, right? Certain issues that the league backs, they get behind, they stand tall on, or they get convenient amnesia. And we talk about going back to the Kaepernick thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He you know, knelt for the anthem. Years later, it became cool to be expressive. You know what I mean? The league has players putting on the back of their helmets different charities they support, on their cleats, charities they support, missions they support on the back of their helmet. They have it on all the commercials now. You know what I'm saying? Before that, it was robotic. You couldn't be expressive in that manner. So, you know, again, that convenient amnesia, waiting for the right time to say something as opposed to standing up, putting it on the table. Nah, this is how I feel about XYZ. And I think that's why people are up in the air like, yo, where is Roger Goodell?
Overcoming the odds, rewriting the playbook, delivering under pressure. The MVPs of small business lead their teams to victory all year long. Visa is proud to provide playmakers everywhere with more tools to help grow their business and help them achieve even greater success. Because the more people we can empower, the more we all win. Visa, a network working for everyone.
Yeah, and I think your silence implies that you're okay with it. If you don't have anything to say at all, one, you're hoping people forget. Two, if you're not addressing the issue right on, spot on, it means you're okay with it. Which leads to, you know, is there any way that you can hold somebody accountable from this aspect? Mm-hmm. You know, and yeah, you can say Gruden is gone. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you could say Bruce Allen is gone. But the thing is when you look at the behavior or some of the things that has happened, especially with Jeff Posch, lead counsel for the NFL, advisor to Roger Goodell, when you look at that, had him having the conversations mm-hmm. with Daniel Snyder through email, you know, just having the conversations with Bruce Allen through email and just saying, even I think about some of the fines. Mm-hmm. Oh, don't worry about it. Some of the fines never were enforced. Some of them were rescinded.
And that's what Posh did. Posh didn't enforce them.
Yeah, Posh didn't enforce them when he's the lead counsel. So, you know, it brings up a lot of distrust. It brings up the fact of you talked about, you know, hey, we're going to make sure we manage the players as so to the highest standard. But I think about 2014, Roger Goodell with Ray Rice, domestic violence episode. Mm-hmm. You talked about Colin Kaepernick in 2017. And then I also think about Deflategate with Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. That went a little less than a year mm-hmm. when it came to litigation. And he ended up being suspended, what, 4 games?
Yeah.
So when we look at all of this, it really raises the question, not just from the society and the fans, which are very important because that's what drives the game, the entertainment game, but it brings up a lot of internal questions. And I've had few players ask me, how do you see this? Because they want to get our take. And that's the reason why we're on here talking about it now. But it puts Roger Goodell in a spot to where he has an opportunity, of course, to step up. And I think it would be wise and smart for him to be able to step up, because the longer that you go in silence, it allows other people to create the narrative and control the narrative.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, when you think about how it went down, right? When you was a kid, you knew you would hang out with your friends. You might curse. You might talk about certain things. But as soon as you crossed that threshold, you got to your house, you did not curse in front of your mother. Why? Because you would get punished for it, slapped upside the head, whatever kind of discipline you got. They were comfortable enough to communicate that over email. Not face-to-face, not face-to-face, not phone call, not text messages, over email. Emails don't go nowhere. Not in the NFL.
Nowhere.
Nowhere. You can send emails from 1997 or 6 when they started emailing in the NFL, and guess what? They will find those emails. So that shows you, again, the level of comfortability on that executive level. Hell, we know we're not going to put the stuff we put in our text in them damn email.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? It baffles me that the privilege that they felt communicating in this manner was that cool, right? On the job, on the clock. Not only that, Goodell released a statement when the coach owner, Jim Irsay, when he got pulled over for the DUI a few years ago. He said the personal conduct policy applies to everybody. He said that in March 2019, commissioners, owners, executives, players, coaches, and it will be applied to everybody, but it will be done after we get the facts and have all the information. However, soon as a player gets accused of domestic violence, accused of whatever, which isn't right by no stretch of imagination, they're put on the exempt list.
Yep.
So the player can't play. You know what I'm saying? It's all in the media. Public scrutiny, guilty until proven innocent.
Yep. That's what it seems. That's what it comes off.
Right? But Gruden, back in the days, Allen, it's there. It's been there. It's shown. The proof is there. Right?
Months ago, earlier this year.
And the league already knew about it, but kept it hush-hush until it came out. So it's like, I hate to use the word, but it seems like blatant hypocrisy when it comes to the players versus the executive level. And on Goodell's defense, how could you blame him? He's working for 32 billionaires. Who's he going to protect?
And I think that's
who's he going to protect? The good old boy network. You working with 32 billionaires. Who are you going to protect?
And that's the reason why you and I are having this conversation.
Yeah.
Because we want to hear from Roger Goodell.
Yeah.
Not only do we want to hear, everybody wants to hear from him because they're so quick. And you talk about the level of hypocrisy. Going back, and I didn't mention this, with Allen, Bruce Allen's and Jeff Posch, they sent emails from 2009 to 2018. And a lot of it was business. A lot of it was also the pleasure side of what personal. They saw as personal pleasure. The NFL fined the Washington football team $15,000 for manipulating its player injury report. Bruce Allen reached out to Posch and the penalty was rescinded. It was a routine deal that continuously to happen over and over. Also, in another email that was found, Allen expressed concern that the commissioner would accuse him of breaking rules of signing free agents, prompting his friend to reassure him he knows who it is and that it is not you. You know what I mean? So when you see this type of, not more the hypocrisy, but when you see this type of crucial, damaging behavior from the executive side, this is more than just antennas are up.
New FanDuel Fantasy players, your day is about to get 20% better. Start playing fantasy this football season and FanDuel will give you a 20% bonus on your first deposit, up to $500. That's a big time bonus, and all you need to do to claim it is to make your first deposit. What are you waiting on? The reason why I love FanDuel so much, I get an opportunity to set my lineups every game day. I can also play private contests with my personal friends. And you have many different formats, main slate, single game, best ball, and also a snake draft. Experience season-long wins without the season-long waits. Sign up today at FanDuel.com/BTM to claim your bonus and start playing today. That's FanDuel.com/BTM. Age and location restrictions apply. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires after 30 days.
Yeah. We'd be dumb as hell to believe this doesn't happen, though, on a regular. like dumb as hell. You know what I'm saying? And I think, again, the issue is that the leader of this incredibly diverse business entity hasn't said anything as of yet. When you look back at the NBA a few years ago, the Clippers owner.
Go back to Donald Sterling.
Donald Sterling. Immediately in the NBA, Silver, they were calling for his resignation, like, got to sell the team. You know what I'm saying? So as soon as you find out that there's something that's so glaringly wrong and atrocious in terms of the communication, like, heads going to roll. And unless something is being hidden, that's why heads are not rolling yet.
And people can say, well, it happened with Bruce Allen and Jeff Posh. But this was already known. And this is factual, been stated already in press clippings that Daniel Snyder knew.
That's what I'm saying. It's swept under the rug.
Like, that's why they clean out the front office.
Mm-hmm.
And so my thing is, why can't you put this in the same criteria as Donald Sterling, former owner of the Clippers?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you really can, especially, and this is going to say this without even knowing everything from the emails that haven't been disclosed.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't see this as no separate situation. I don't see it as anything that's different.
Nah, not at all. I take that back. You know what's different? To me, the difference is the league got what it wanted. Ignore it and it'll go away. Right?
Yeah.
We already know we in a news cycle where it's like 24 hours and we on to the next one. People are either mad or fake mad about something else.
Yeah.
Right? So now people aren't even – we're probably the only ones still talking about it and taking it to the next level, talking about, okay, Gruden, he's gone, but – hey, Goodell, where you at? You still, it's been a week plus now? Hey, where you at? Really, it's been some months because, like you said, the emails were discovered months ago.
Yeah, it was discovered months ago. And I get it. Like, you strategize, you got to go ahead and go through protocol.
I get it.
As far as letting everybody know. But for it to go for the amount of time that it has been, unacceptable.
But if you see smoke long enough, you're going to be like, oh, that's smoke. Or you're going to say, hi, 911. Yeah, we got a fire. Say something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Say something. And at this point, again, with the news cycle, what is everybody talking about this week? They're not talking about Gruden. They're not talking about the emails. They're not talking about, you know, what's going to be next for the NFL. Is this the culture? They're talking about the DK Metcalf disrespect Shannon Sharp. That's what we're talking about right now. Not some real life stuff that's going on that's really offending people, offending coaches, offending certain groups. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're talking about a Twitter battle. Like, come on, yo. Nah, like, let's focus on the real. Focus on what's really going on. And
it's affecting the livelihood of a bunch of people.
Bunch of people, man. Bunch of people. And like I said, that convenient amnesia is real. So it's just a matter of what's going to happen. Is anybody, you know, are there more emails out there? If there were 650,000 or 65,000, whatever it was, emails back and forth implicating, you know, John Gruden and Bruce Allen in terms of their communication, it was that many emails going back between two people. How many emails you think is going out across the league in that manner? You know what they did? They purged them damn emails like Hillary Clinton did a few years ago. They flushed them joints,
bro. Break out the Clorox, yeah, man. They purged them joints, man. That's what we all call it.
Yo, man. But I mean, at the end of the day, everybody else, the players are held accountable. And just on some real spill, the executives got to be held accountable too. If not, then what's the point?
Yeah, and I think bottom line is this. I think it will be wise. I think it will be smart. But I think everybody who follows the game, especially players, including us, we want to know.
Yeah.
We want an explanation because, like we stated earlier, players are held to the highest form of accountability that it has ever been. Why not executives?
Yeah.
We all know, even in families, everything starts top down, waterfall.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with happening with corporations. And so in order for this to be right, I think Roger Goodell needs to make this right and come out and say something versus letting people take the narrative and control it how they want to. And I do believe, obviously, he got an opportunity to get this right. And I know he carries a lot of influence. I look at his track record. Whether you like it or not, he has made the owners a lot of money. And this is going back to the point you said, well, he's influenced, rightfully so, by the owners who pay his salary.
Yeah. 32 billionaires, man.
Like, he is influenced by that. But when you look at what he's done throughout his extent, coming into the league mid-2000s, and he really turned the football into a digital league.
Yeah.
Yep. Right? You know, you look at Hard Knocks. You look at the amount of access what fans are getting when it comes to whether or not if it's Instagram or fan engagement of all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. He created all of that. You also look at him having labor peace all the way into the year 2030. Mm-hmm. That's huge for owners.
Yeah.
That's a very big deal. And then I think last thing you look at is, and a lot of people don't give him credit for this, what he was able to do 2020 coronavirus, the year when it hit. He was really the only league that wasn't affected from the proper protocols and everything that he put in place. Mm. So I say all of that to say, do I think he has the weight and the ability to be able to do it, knowing that he's accomplished all of this for the owners? Absolutely. But it's time.
Yeah.
And only time will tell.
Facts. Shout out to Tito's Vodka one more time. BTM Conversations. Make sure you follow us on social media at the BTM Podcast. Make sure you subscribe. We're going to have way more deep combos like this. We're going behind the mask too. Not just about our guests, but about what we think about whatever's going on.
Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.